The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. The year was 1854, the month and date October the 25th, and it was during the Crimean War. The charge of the Light Brigade occurred as Lord Cardigan led the British cavalry against the Russians at Balaclava. Of the 673 British cavalrymen taking part in the charge, 272 were killed. The charge was later immortalized in the poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson. It was also on that date in 1955 that Austria resumed its sovereignty with the departure of the last Allied forces. The country had been occupied by the Nazis in 1938, and after World War II it was divided into four occupation zones by the United States, Soviet Union, UK, and France. It was also this week, in 1983, that the Caribbean island of Grenada was invaded by the U.S. to restore order and democracy. Over 2,000 Marines and Army Rangers seized control after a political coup the previous week had made the island a Soviet Cuban colony, according to President Ronald Reagan. It's the birthday of Pablo Picasso in 1881. He died in 1973 and was born in Malaga, Spain. He was an experimental painter and also became a fine sculptor, engraver, and ceramist. Also this week in 1881, the shootout at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona occurred between the feuding Claytons and Earp family. Wyatt Earp, two of his brothers, and Doc Holliday gunned down two Clantons and two others. Also on October the 26th, 1825, the Erie Canal opened as the first major man-made waterway in America, linking Lake Erie with the Hudson River, bypassing the British-controlled Lower St. Lawrence. The canal cost over $7 million, and took 8 years to complete. It's the birthday of former First Lady and current Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was born in Park Ridge, Illinois, on October the 26th, 1947. And it was on October the 27th, 1904, that the New York City subway began operating, running from City Hall to West 14th Street, the first underground and underwater rail system in the world. It was in 1978 this week that the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded jointly to Menachem Begin of Israel and Anwar Sadat of Egypt. And it's also the birthday of the English navigator James Cook in 1728. He died in 1779 and was born in Yorkshire, England. He explored New Zealand, Australia, and the Hawaiian Islands. Also this week, it's the birthday of Theodore Roosevelt in 1858. He died in 1919. And he was the 26th U.S. president. He was born in New York City. He succeeded to the presidency following the assassination of President William McKinley. Roosevelt served from September 14, 1901, to March 3, 1909, and he's best remembered for stating, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." It's the birthday of the Welsh poet and playwright Dylan Thomas in 1914. He died in 1953, and was born in Swansea, Wales. His works included The World I Breathe, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog, The Doctor and the Devil, and the drama Under Milkwood. Also this week, in 1636, Harvard University, the oldest institution of higher learning in America, was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was named after John Harvard, a Puritan who donated his library and half his estate. And it was this week in 1846 that the Donner Party departed Illinois, heading for California. The group totaled 90 persons, including immigrants, families, and businessmen led by George and Jacob Donner. Tragedy later struck as they became stranded in the snow in the Sierras, where famine and cannibalism took its toll. There were 48 survivors by the end of their journey in April of 1847. Now for this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Here's the first clue. Who was Baby Faye? Still thinking about it? I'll give you a couple of more clues in just a couple of minutes. It was on October the 28th, 1886, that the Statue of Liberty was dedicated on Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor. The statue was a gift from the people of France, commemorating the French-American alliance during the American Revolutionary War. Designed by Frederick August Bartholdi, the entire structure stands 300 feet tall. The pedestal contains the words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift up my lamp beside the golden door." It was this week in 1918, October 28th to be exact, that the Republic of Czechoslovakia was founded, assembled from three provinces, Bohemia, Moravia, and Slovakia, which had been part of the former Austro-Hungarian Empire. And it was also on the 28th of October, 1919, that Prohibition began in the United States with the passage of the National Prohibition, or Volstead Act, by Congress. Sales of drinks containing more than one-half of 1% of alcohol became illegal. Called a noble experiment by Herbert Hoover, Prohibition lasted nearly 14 years and became highly profitable for organized crime, which manufactured and sold liquor in saloons, also known as speakeasies. And it was in 1922 that fascist black shirts began their march on Rome from Naples, which resulted in the formation of a dictatorship under Benito Mussolini. It was 1949 this week that Helen Anderson became the first woman ambassador appointed by President Harry Truman to be ambassador to Denmark. And it was on the 28th of October, 1958, that Cardinal Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, Patriarch of Venice, was elected Pope, taking the title John the 23rd, best known for undertaking the 21st Ecumenical Council, known as Vatican II. It was 1962, on October the 28th, that the Cuban Missile Crisis ended with the announcement by Nikita Khrushchev that the Soviet government was halting construction of bases in Cuba and would remove offensive missiles. President Kennedy immediately accepted the offer, then lifted the U.S. naval blockade of Cuba. And it was the 28th of October, 1971, that the British House of Commons voted 356 to 244 in favor of joining the European Economic Community. It's the birthday of Dr. Jonas Salk, in 1914. He died in 1995 and was born in New York City. In 1952, he developed a vaccine for the dreaded childhood disease polio, poliomyelitis, also known as infantile paralysis. His vaccine reduced deaths from polio in the United States by 95%. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was Baby Faye? She was born with a deformity called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. Think about it for a couple of minutes. If you can't come up with the answer, I'll tell you toward the end of the program. It's the birthday of Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who was born in Seattle, Washington on October the 28th, 1955. And on October the 29th, 1618, English explorer Sir Walter Raleigh was executed in London for treason on orders from King James I. It was in 1929 this week that the stock market crashed as over 16 million shares were dumped amid tumbling prices. The Great Depression followed and spread worldwide, lasting until the outbreak of World War II. It's the birthday of Nazi propaganda minister Paul Joseph Goebbels in 1897. He died in 1945 and was born in Rett near Dusseldorf, Germany. Considered a master propagandist, he controlled all Nazi newspapers, radio, and film production. He was a virulent anti-Semite who advocated the extermination of the Jews. Devoted to Hitler until the end, he died in Hitler's Berlin bunker in 1945 after poisoning his six children. And it was in 1905. To counter the spread of revolutionary movements in Russia, Tsar Nicholas II took a step toward constitutional government by allowing for an elected parliament or Duma. It had legislative powers and guaranteed civil liberties. Also this week, in 1938, the War of the Worlds radio broadcast panicked millions of Americans. Actor Orson Welles and the Mercury Players dramatized the story by H.G. Wells, depicting a Martian invasion of New Jersey. Their script utilized simulated radio news bulletins, which many listeners thought were real. And it was on that same date in 1990. For the first time since the Ice Age, Britain was connected with the European continent via a new rail tunnel under the English Channel. It's the birthday of John Adams in 1735. He died in 1826. The second U.S. president was born in Braintree, Massachusetts. He served from March 4, 1797 to March 3, 1801, and he had been George Washington's vice president, the father of John Quincy Adams, the sixth U.S. president. He died on July 4, 1826, the same day as Thomas Jefferson, on the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Now for the last clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was Baby Faye? She was born with a deformity called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. She lived for 20 days after receiving one of these. If you don't know, stick around. I'll give you the answer in just a couple of moments. It was on October the 31st, 1531, that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Palace Church, denouncing the selling of papal indulgences, questioning various ecclesiastical practices. This marked the beginning of the Protestant Reformation in Germany. And it was this week in 1941 that Mount Rushmore National Memorial was completed after 14 years of work. The memorial, contains 60-foot-tall sculptures of the heads of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Representing America's founding political philosophy, preservation, expansion, and conservation. It was in 1950 this week that Earl Lloyd became the first African-American to play in the National Basketball Association game when he took the floor for the Washington Capitals in Rochester, New York. It was in 1952 this week that the U.S. detonated its first hydrogen bomb at the Uglab Atoll in Iwatuk Proving Grounds in the Pacific Marshall Islands. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was Baby Faye? She was born with a deformity called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. She lived for 20 days after receiving one of these. Now, if you said heart transplant, I'll give you partial credit. The fully correct answer starts on October the 26th, 1984, at Loma Linda University Medical Center in Loma Linda, California. Dr. Leonard L. Bailey performs the first baboon-to-human heart transplant, replacing a 14-day-old infant girl's defective heart with a healthy, walnut-sized heart of a young baboon. The infant, known as Baby Faye, was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, a deformity that is almost always fatal and is found in newborns in which parts or all of the left side of the heart is missing. A few days after Baby Faye's birth, Loma Linda heart surgeon Dr. Bailey convinced Baby Faye's mother to allow him to try the experimental baboon heart transplant. Three other humans had received animal heart transplants, the last in 1977, but none survived longer than 3.5 days. Bailey argued that an infant with an underdeveloped immune system would be less likely to reject alien tissue than an adult. Baby Faye survived the operation, and her subsequent struggle for life received international attention. After living longer than any other human recipient of an animal heart, Baby Faye's body made a concerted effort to reject the alien transplant. Doctors were forced to increase dosages of an immunosuppressive drug, leading to kidney failure. Ultimately, doctors were defeated by the swift onset of heart failure. And on November 15th, Baby Faye died after holding on for 20 days. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.